From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Several Times Union reporters write about how May 18th is election day for school boards and school budgets this year. Last year, school votes were delayed because of COVID-19, and even with the pandemic waning, there will still be a lot of absentee or mail-in voting this year. School district voting times vary by district, with most held on school grounds. Check the website of your local school district for details on voting, school board candidates, and school budgets. Plus, HudsonValley360.com has reports about the candidates and budgets of each district in Greene and Columbia counties, while the Times Union has reports about the elections in Albany and Rensselaer counties. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Voters in the Ravenna Coyman Selkirk School District will vote on a proposed spending plan on May 18th. The budget represents a decrease in spending of just under $40,400, or 0.083% less than the current year. School business manager Joanne Moran said the tax levy will remain the same for the second year in a row. However, she noted the final tax rate will not be known until property assessments are finalized by mid-July or August. State aid has increased and is expected to continue to increase over the next couple of years. The district is projected to receive an additional $175,000 for each of the next 2 years under the state's plan. Two other propositions on the ballot include one for the purchase of 4 new school buses. Each would be a 65-passenger gas-powered Bluebird Vision bus with cameras installed. The second proposition would authorize the district to increase the amount it can set aside in its capital reserve fund. The current limit is $5 million. District officials are asking the amount be raised to $8 million. Voters will also elect 3 board members, all 3 incumbents. Howard Engel III, Kristen Hill Burns, and Edward Reville are running unopposed. And you can read the full story at theRavennaNews.com. Susan Arbetter is reporting for Capital Tonight. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation last week conducted a public forum to convince the residents of the village of Hoosick Falls that the agency's chosen water source proposal is the best option available. Hoosick Falls drinking water was contaminated by PFOA, discharged by St. Cobain and Honeywell, resulting in the village being designated a Superfund site. After 2 years of waiting, the DEC is now proposing the polluters pay for new groundwater wells south of Hoosick Falls, each outfitted with a granular activated carbon filtration system, or GAC. However, questions remain around the proposal, according to Elizabeth Moran, Environmental Proposal Director for the New York Public Interest Group, or NYPIRG. One of the outstanding issues Moran mentioned was the safety of the new wells. She explained, and I quote, "How sure is DEC that these 2 groundwater wells are safe from further pollution? There's a lot of concern about the Hoosick Valley. The plume from St. Gobain in Hoosick Falls isn't the only pollution plume," end quote. But DEC Commissioner Bezos Sagos told Arbetter in a televised interview he is confident that the wells selected by the DEC are safe now and will continue to be safe in the future. The public comment period for the DEC's new water source runs through June 4th. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. The members of the University at Albany's Faculty Senate are calling on their pension fund administrator to divest from fossil fuel companies. Ron Friedman, a UAlbany associate professor of psychology, said, and I quote, "In passing this resolution calling upon TIAA to divest its fossil fuel holdings, the academic and professional faculty of UAlbany took a strong stand on behalf of environmental justice and sustainability," end quote. Friedman helped push through the divestment resolution, which was approved May 13th. TIAA, or Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association of America, is the $1.3 trillion fund that invests on behalf of state university system instructors. The SUNY system is TIAA's largest university client. A statewide resolution for divestment passed on April 24th. TIAA reportedly has $10 billion invested in industries promoting fossil fuel production, distribution, and consumption. The fund has also invested in firms that are cutting down forest land in Brazil. A TIAA spokesperson said, and I quote, "We are actively exploring more investment companies and technologies and agricultural and timberland properties that support a transition to a low-carbon economy or that remove carbon from the environment," end quote. Adding that it still has a fiduciary obligation to participants or retirees who rely on its funds. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.